The first part is compensation for black Zimbabweans, indigenous Zimbabweans, where that land was taken, they are entitled to both compensation for land and improvements. Where it is then former white commercial farmers who were not protected by some agreement, they will be compensated to the extent of the improvement. Then comes the farms that were protected under the deeper agreements, which were the bilateral agreements between Zimbabwe and other countries. We will honor those agreements.
Mr. Gusai, your take here on the issue of land.
There are serious problems insofar as the drafters, the leaders of the three political parties, have given in to the pressure from the white farmers and the Western countries. This is why the UNDP was so actively involved, because now they've put a provision in this constitution under Section 295, which says, as Monzora correctly says, they are going to compensate all the white farmers for the improvements, and then all those foreigners are going to get compensation for land and for improvements. Now, this is land that was stolen from the people of Zimbabwe, and we are now going to compensate them just because the leaders of the political parties want to reach a peace charter with the Americans, with the British and the Germans. This is why they are doing this. Yet, they are not providing a cent of compensation to the former farm workers. I know very well, because I was in Parliament in the early 2000s. There was a law that was passed to say that the farm workers should be compensated and should be given homes. But now, when we come to this, they are looking after the white farmers, they are looking after the foreign farmers, but the thousands of farm workers working on those farms are not going to get a cent. And finally, Mr. Monzora says that it's going to be one person, one farm. But when you read closely this constitution, in particular Section 297 of the Zimbabwe Land Commission, you are going to find two things. You are going to find that, one, that commission is appointed entirely by the president. Unlike all the other commissions, the president is going to appoint the chairperson, the deputy chairperson, and the members. So President Lemasi Mbawose, the president with all powers, will ensure that his people are in there.
Honorable Monzora, your response, but specifically on the issue of those who worked on these farms, would they be compensated?
Oh, well, it won't be fair to just focus on one thing, where the other person has spoken on a lot of things, and I insist that I need to respond. Yes, I agree that a lot of blood was shed to get this land. A lot of blood was shed in 1896 and in the Chimurenga War that ended in 1980. But that cannot be an excuse for us to create conditions for shedding more blood. If you go to the farms now and you try to remove people who have been settled on those farms, you are starting another war, and that is irresponsible. But what we have said is that those Zimbabweans who have land can keep that land as long as they have one piece of land. Then the issue of the farm workers and so on, we have said every employee is entitled to fair and adequate compensation for the work. That fair and adequate compensation includes where a worker has been retrenched.
Mr. Monzora, I'll just ask you here also, the issue of the land commission, can you explain to us? Some are saying that their role has been diluted.
Well, the land commission, yes, it was an independent commission in the first draft. In this draft, it is an executive commission. And the thinking was that it has to be an executive commission because it is dealing with an important strategic resource, land. But what we have also done to answer to the problem raised by Mr. Gusai there of it being appointed by the president, we have given the commissioners of that land security of Kenya. The president may not fire them, even if they make recommendations that he doesn't like.
Mr. Gusai, your response?
Well, as you hear, the MDC opposition members have to answer to us why they've agreed to a provision which allows one person to appoint all the commissioners in one of the most important commissions in this country, dealing with land. They have actually given all that power to one person. So obviously you won't need to fire them as long as he has appointed them.
Come in, Mr. Manzor.
He raises an important question on whether the land commission is controlled solely by the president. The answer is no, because we say all executive institutions are subject to parliamentary oversight.